Welcome to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, here with Pastor John McLean of Veteran Rescue Mission. Always glad to see you.
Always glad to be seen, and always glad to like just imbibe your happiness and your goodness.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm always glad to be here in the studio with you. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun.
It is fun.
And on a Sunday, I get to spend time with you. It's too much fun, man.
Too much.
And we have a special guest here with us today. We have one of our amazing sponsors, Kiki Rogers of Country Financial Insurance. Tell me I got that wrong.
No, you got that right.
No, you actually got it right. Good job.
Man.
Yeah, that's weird. That's uncategorical.
Well, I'm doing my best here. I've got the energy level, and I've got the names right, and mm-hmm. I will get the businesses there.
Good credit.
Well, we appreciate you, Wes, and I'm glad to be back.
Yes. No, it's awesome. So tell us a little bit about how we can get a hold of you and why. How can you do what you do? I mean, you literally have saved me more than $1,000.
Both of us.
By switching to you. And, you know, there's other commercials that say that, you know, spend 15 minutes with you and save this amount. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have gone to all of those other people, and you literally saved me more than $1,300 a year. Just by switching with my auto and home insurance. By the way, both of you need to get her card because she'll save you money.
Yeah. Yeah. Facts.
Well, thank you so much for that raving review.
That's great. I wish you brought me in like that, jerk.
I can't say it better myself, right? Well, no, Country Financial offers all of your personal needs insurance. Mm. Pretty much if it matters to you, we insure it.
Yeah,
you know,
awesome.
your family's lives, your home, your car, your collectibles, all of those things I'm happy to help out with. And to get a hold of me, you can call our office at 520-848-5003. Or if you want, I'll give you my text number. If you text me your information, I can send you a link for a quick quote. And that is at 952-212-2900.
What was that again?
952-212-2900.
Thank you so much. Now, today we have one of my favorite chefs. And the reason why is because, you know, he provides food and nourishment to some of my favorite athletes on this planet at the U of A.
Mm-hmm.
He is the executive sous chef, is that correct?
Yes.
Of the Arizona, the Bear Down Kitchen at the north end of the Arizona Stadium. And it's actually my favorite place to go get omelets and food. And
I can see that.
Not only because I feel like a munchkin among all those huge athletes.
You are just a little baby amongst men, for sure.
I'm 6'2". I just have to put that out, and I feel small every time I walk in there, and it's not just the men.
They're 18 years old,
and they're 18.
320.
Yes. There's some big guys. Yeah, I got on the elevator with one of the linemen the other day that was recovering from an injury, and I looked at him and be like, You need to have your brace on, huh, bud? And then he looked at me like a kid would look at an adult and be like, yes, sir, you're right, I should.
Well, they are the most polite young men, though.
Yeah,
I will say
humble.
That. They're absolutely great parts to be of our campus.
Now, we do have your sous
chef. His name's Mike, Chef Micah Stacy.
Mike. Thank you so much.
Welcome, Micah.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be here.
Thank you very much for being in the studio with us today. I'm so excited to, you know, try what you brought us in at the second half with John's Tasty Bites.
Oh, yes, sir.
But more from that in just a second. Special thank you to our sponsors, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, that's VEPremiumBeef.com, ERC Junction, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and, of course, Jason with Cool View
Glass Solutions.
Treatments.
Glass Solutions.
And Glass and Surface Solutions.
Surface Solutions. That's
right.
There we go. Because we're going to be talking to him in just a little bit here.
Yeah.
And he does granite, he does glass, he does everything. And
he was talking about something to prevent the turf. So
the glare coming off the windows is so hot. I don't know if you've ever experienced this from one of your neighbor's windows or something, but if you stand in the reflection from the window, it's actually really hot, and it's melting. It melts the turf if it's not deflected. So,
interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So tell us a little bit, Chef Carl. Tell us a little bit about who you are. Why are you a chef? Mm-hmm. The small questions first.
Yeah, right. instead of a professional basketball player.
First question I thought was going to happen. I'm a chef because I love food, period. Mm. I came from a household where my grandma made tamales and tortillas for a living. Mm-hmm. And I was that little fat kid under the table helping her
just
get the masa.
It. Yeah.
Absolutely. I got big for the food, not for candies. Yeah. So from that end, you know, I felt I could level more with people by the style of food I make. You know what I mean? I'm traditionally trained in almost all cuisines.
Oh, wow.
So I can hit different things. Mm-hmm. But also, that's how I express myself with food. It's hard for me to talk, but if you taste my food, you're nice, and you don't even have to talk to me. I could just see the smile, and I'm like, gotcha.
Yep,
gotcha.
Yep. So I mean, when you're talking about a philosophy with your style of cooking, I mean, you're classically trained. It sounds like you're. Are you a Tucson original?
I'm born and raised in Nogales.
Okay.
Arizona.
So Arizona originally.
I'm in the south of it, but I had to come to school up here. I'm a certified chef. I have my associates in restaurant business management.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah, one of the first ones in my family to do that as well.
Nice. Congratulations. That is really cool.
But that just kept me going. You know, I've worked at Hotel Congress for many years. I moved to Yuma, opened up a brewery where I met my buddy here. That we started brewing beer and making barbecue.
You brew beer too?
I do, but yeah, I haven't done it here.
Brewmaster.
I'm more of a beer drinker than a brewer.
Sounds like something that we might need to talk about on another thing.
That'd be fun. We know I'm expert at beer pairings, by the way.
Oh, you are?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So what is your philosophy? I mean, when it comes to cooking food for somebody, and that's the biggest thing about this show. We want to bring the voice to the chefs because when we go out to eat, it's
yeah, you don't really get to talk to them or why they do it. Mm-hmm. You know, the philosophy for me for cooking is what makes people happy. What brings the sunshine to the day. Like in my profession now, if the guys have a great breakfast, mm-hmm. it's a great start of the day, which makes us part of the team.
Mm-hmm. And makes them win games, which
they
makes
have
me
been
happy.
Since we've been working there, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. This last Saturday was pretty intense, but you know what? Triple overtime, we're good.
Compared to last year, you know, our quarterback making the Heisman candidate look like nothing. I don't want to say anything else. But good job, Fafita. Love you, bro.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's cool. I mean, it's just like, and go ahead, Kiki.
Oh, I was just going to ask, because you definitely have a lot of love. I mean, a lot of credentials and experience, but love in what you do. How do you bring that then to the Bear Down Kitchen?
I think God blessed me with a lot of kids in my life for that reason, because that's basically what I run over there is big children. That's what they are.
Fair enough.
But at the same time, you know, it's also ways of how to talk to people. How to treat people, you know, you get to see what they want. You get to know them on a personal basis. Like I know three of my guys have nut allergies, so we don't have any nuts anywhere. Mm. You know what I mean? Peanut allergies. So there's different ways to interact. And the way I do with different people is through my food. That's how I interact.
Fair enough. And how about you?
The same thing.
Is Chef Mike.
Chef Micah.
Yeah,
Chef Micah. My name is Micah.
There you go. Chef Micah.
So like I said, like, you know, this is my chef and he's my chef even outside of work too. I have a lot of respect for this man. What he does here at A of U and in the Bear Down Kitchen is amazing because these athletes are super happy. You know, like you said, breakfast is the most important part of the day.
Right.
And that's, I tell these boys, I'm like, if your breakfast is messed up, I'm pretty sure you're going to be thinking about this 30 minutes from now in class and you're going to be like, holy moly, bro. But he's very amazing. He's taught me, you know, skills in life, not just in the kitchen. This is just for life. You know, how to maintain, how to work through adversity. I've been on the line. I've been screamed at. I've had plates sent back. This is an ongoing thing of learning in the kitchen, and I learn a lot from Chef Carl.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, that's why I start off every Wednesday before we come in and do some of the recordings and stuff with the Bear Down Kitchen. I'm sorry, at the Arizona Stadium, north end of the Arizona Stadium, at the fourth floor. That's why I start off there is because it's such an amazing breakfast
and it's very unique as well. Yeah, I think it's a higher end buffet that's offered more than anywhere else.
Absolutely,
you can get,
it definitely is. They have the freshest. Asparagus, the omelet bar, so many wonderful assortment of food.
Yeah. And the iced coffee this morning was incredible, by the way.
I know.
That helped me really quick.
That woke me up.
I filled this up.
You still have some? Yeah, Auntie Shandika made that. Shout out to Auntie. She gets down on those stuff and desserts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's definitely for those who haven't taken advantage of the Arizona Sands Club or the Bear Down Kitchen, like, mm-hmm. take advantage of it. I mean, it's one of the diamonds in the rough. I certainly underutilize the Bear Down Kitchen myself. Every now and again, I'll have a meeting there because it's just cool to have an executive meeting in my suit on one end of the place, and then you got a whole bunch of college athletes, you know, they are kind of huddled around, you know, probably every 15th of those students will stop and thank me for my service. So it's really kind of a real
respectful,
real pleasurable place to be. So yeah, I give four thumbs up to the Arizona Sands Club.
Outstanding.
And the Bear Down Kitchen.
In addition to the students, the staff, like yourselves and your team are phenomenal.
I can't do it without them.
Thank you. So, Kiki, tell us one more time, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial Insurance. How do we get a hold of you?
Well, you can give me a call at 520-848-5003. That's the office number. Otherwise, you can also text my number at 952-212-2900. Text me quick quote, and I'd be happy to send you a link.
Outstanding. Well, I'm Wesley Source, your host of the Tucson Tasty Show. We'll be right back. A special thank you to our sponsors, Kiki Rogers, of course, with Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, that's vepremiumbeef.com, and ERC Junction. If you haven't gotten your employee retention credit yet, you need to go on erc.com and check them out. Veteran Rescue Mission, that is Pastor John, my right-hand man, co-pilot with the Tucson Tasty Show.
I'll stand on the left if you need to, buddy. Don't worry.
Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and of course, Cool View Glass. Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, here with Pastor John McClain.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really excited. They've got the food out on the table.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. I didn't eat anything after breakfast, which was just the biggest mistake ever. I had a planned lunch and I missed it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why you would. Oh, okay. Yeah. There's an inside joke there. Sorry, listeners. Yeah, you don't get to be part of that.
We had plans with someone specific.
Yeah, we had a meeting, but that didn't go as we planned.
But you know where I should have gone?
So he ruined his appetite.
You know where we should have gone, though? We should have gone over to Bella's Gelato.
Oh, yeah.
Because she has some of the best gelato. And it's just, you know, having that before.
And have ice cream before lunch.
Right.
Because we're grown ups. We can do whatever we want.
We can. Yeah. And she also has those amazing biscottis. Mm. And she has these chocolate biscottis, Chef Carl, that it's not sweet. So you bite into it and it's got the perfect texture of a biscotti. But it's almost like a cocoa. So it's not semi-sweet.
It's not overpowered.
Yes.
Not overpowering chocolate.
It's the perfect cookie. Mm.
The perfect cookie. That should be, that's like, sounds like a brand name. The perfect cookie.
But she also added something new to the menu because she's doing gelato with the a shot of espresso poured over the top too. So nice. You got to check that out. It's Speedway and Tucson Boulevard. It's around the corner from the Arizona Sands Club at the north end of the Arizona Stadium. So
beautiful.
Now on to my favorite part of the show, and that's John's Tasty Bites, the place to expand your culinary horizons. How you feeling today, John?
I'm actually excited. I'm good. Like, usually I'm expecting you to scare me or make me have something that's really hot or make something that I really won't like.
But nice.
Yeah, you have. You really have so far, and I appreciate that. Like, particularly, like, last week we had CP's Wings, which those were, like, the best wings in the world.
I saw over the top.
Yeah, if you guys haven't had CP's Wings.
I saw that segment,
It's ridiculous. I've eaten many wings in my life,
And that's off a food truck, correct?
Yeah.
It is a food truck.
Yeah.
They do the food truck roundup as well? Or they have their own entity?
He attends sometimes, but he's pretty independent. Yeah. He was at Tucson Meet Yourself this last weekend, but you can find him on Instagram and Facebook to find out where he's at. And these wings are just...
They're just their own.
You got to bring them to the world.
And not to insult anybody else that has great wings. I love Wingstop. I'm sure you make great wings. You know, wings, I know that's kind of like, that's a thing for people. Yeah. But I've never had anything like CP's wings. And it was special. So
I'll say every time I've been here.
And they were massive, too. I mean, they were
really big joints. Your chefs bring great stuff.
No, it was just the wing. But yeah. It was just
Cornelius, if you're listening,
huge.
We loved your wings.
So on to you. So it's, again, my favorite part of the show. Tell us about the dish that you brought for us, because it just looks absolutely incredible, and you gotta check it out on the Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel or later this week, and see this, because this is incredible.
Yeah.
So I didn't have anything specific to pick from, so I just kind of picked what I gave football and basketball today. So football got Mexican / Latin themed, so there's chile rojo, carne, kebabs. That sounded good. the grilled chicken, enchilada skewers, and then we have garlic parmesan shrimp skewers. And here's the Asian side. We did sesame glazed beef. We have the teriyaki chicken or the orange chicken, and then the shrimp.
Did we forget those look one? Like mushrooms. Are those like portobellos or?
There's mushrooms up top.
Mushrooms. Wow.
That's that. It looks amazing though, and this is what they ate today.
There's actually for lunch. We still have eligibility left. Than we do for breakfast, because that's where our creativity comes. So
I've got to come for lunch.
You'll be one of the special ones that we'll allow. Right now, it's only football and basketball.
We're not allowed.
No, I said you are now. You have been formally invited.
Nice. Well, I was just thinking, like, I think I at least have 2 or 3 years of eligibility left to join the team, so I might try out.
By all means.
Yeah, for sure. I probably won't make it. So, yeah, if I could take your invite, I'd really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Can I be a team mom? Yeah.
Well, I'm passing the enchilada dip sauce and then the garlic parmesan dip as well.
While I'm passing this over to John, tell us about these plates. It's pretty cool because it's just a vertical.
They're perfect for skewers for different hors d'oeuvre events. We use these at the McHale Center when we do special events for the members. We'll do different kind of skewers for them, different styles, from beef like this to dessert skewers to those are peas.
Microgreens. Right?
Microgreen peas, yeah.
Yum.
Yeah, delicious. The other ones, those are cilantro microgreens down there.
I like those.
Those are fire. They're delicious.
All right, John.
I don't know where to start. Which one? What are we thinking? So tell me again, right before I grab these. These are two different
options. The meat part is chile verde or carne con chile, basically.
Okay.
The chicken is, what did I do with it? Oh, enchilada. Chicken enchilada skewer and then garlic parmesan shrimp.
I'm going to go in the middle. We're going to go in the middle and go with the enchilada.
Yep, the enchilada dip is right next to you as well.
Okay, interesting. Here we go.
He's dipping it in the sauce. It's a nice, healthy portion. Mm-hmm. Now, enchilada sauce, is it spicy?
No.
So it's a good enchilada sauce.
Savory, yes.
What's your base for that?
Light chili powder. Not dark chili powder.
Do you use a stock of any kind for the...
I do a chicken stock for that one. That depends on what I use it for. If it's a beef one, I'll throw a beef stock or a veggie stock. But traditionally, it's just chicken stock you throw in there.
Yeah, my initial review is definitely that sauce is to die for. And I definitely, you know, sauce is my thing. It's my jam. Chicken super tender, definitely it melts in your mouth. A real unique taste, like a unique dish. Like certainly have never had anything like this before. So that's super cool. Like I didn't even know what to expect as I was biting into it, but I was pleasantly surprised with every single bite.
I almost did like tortilla strips on top. just like a garnish, so you can get the full enchilada flavor, but I couldn't incorporate the tortilla in there. So maybe I'll skewer it in next time. We'll see.
No, this is perfect. This is perfect.
Well, he keeps going back for more.
So these microgreens are pretty great. And you don't have, you know, this pea rolling around on the plate, right? I mean, it's just literally the flavor, and they're really tasty.
They're super flavorful.
Do you make your own stock? There's a really great question for you. We were talking with a couple other chefs, and, you know, the stock is kind of the base of
stock
a kitchen.
The base of everything.
Yeah.
We do make our own stock. Sometimes we have to kind of cheat and go elsewhere. But for the most part, when it comes to my Mexican food, I hit it as traditional as possible. So definitely stock.
Wow. Yeah, I just tried the carne asada one right now, and man, that meat
is tender.
You can definitely tell that you're very particular about the type of meat you use for your dishes.
This is a different meat over here on this side. You'll see right now.
Okay.
Just because it's Asian style, you need a little bit more bite on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I tried the shrimp parmesan. So much bold flavor to it. And the shrimp
Argentine shrimp as well. They look super red, almost like lobsters.
And they're cooked to perfection. Tender, soft. I love it. Thank you.
So this... This is amazing. Can't,
that's the
can't
orange dip.
Talk, must eat. See, this is super tasty.
This is how I make friends.
This is how you make friends. So do you typically language. Get asked? Are you the one that's, that typically gets asked because they're like, oh, you're a chef. Hey, why don't you come over and make us some food?
Actually not. I have not gotten invited to make food at people's houses, which I'd love to do.
You're officially invited over to my house to make food?
Bet.
Anytime you want?
Inside or out. Like, I love cooking, period. So, but I've never been invited like that.
How can we find you? How do you become a member at the Arizona Sands Club? I mean...
In the Arizona Sands Club, there's different packages you can buy to become a member. It includes seats. Fortunately, for Bear Down Kitchen, you don't have to be a member. We're open for the public now.
Okay.
You guys are exclusively going to report it as of today.
Nice.
$16. Right.
You heard it here first.
$16 a head from 7 to 11 breakfast. Hopefully, in the start of the year, we'll be doing lunch as well. So...
Wow!
Tell your friends.
Congratulations! And this is the fourth floor at the north end of the
Arizona
Stadium. Fourth
floor, north end.
Parking is at the Cherry Street Garage. You walk right in at Gate 1, hit the elevators or get directions, and they'll send you over to the elevators, which is right in front of. It's one of the coolest things to see. It's right in front of the gym.
Mm-hmm. Right in front.
So
you see the new state of the art gym they have,
which is really cool.
Them working out as well, putting in the work, and then coming up, and you see them eat the work because they definitely eat, not like normal people.
Thank you for taking care of our athletes.
It's my pleasure.
This is absolutely incredibly delicious, you guys need to. Everybody needs to go and try this out.
Yeah, it's cool that. I mean, I didn't even realize that they were obviously, since they're breaking the news today, we didn't realize that the Bear Down Kitchen was open to everybody. But if you're not taking advantage of going to the Bear Down Kitchen from what time to what time?
7 to 11.
7 to 11 Monday
through
Friday.
If you're a member, you guys get discounted rates when you go there, obviously. Mm-hmm. But non-members is $16 flat fee.
You're not going to find
all
a better
you can eat. You'll be blown away. I guarantee it.
And it's high quality food.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Hanging out with a whole bunch of cool U of A athletes, like, what more could you ask for?
Well, thank you so much for joining us today here on the Tucson Tasty Show. We'll see you next week at the same time every Sunday. And thank you to our special guest, Kiki Rogers, and Chef Carl and Chef Micah. And we'll hang on. Thank you to our amazing sponsors, Kiki Rogers Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, that's VEPremiumBeef.com, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rocks, Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Cool View, and Bella's Gelato.
And ERC Junction at ERCJunction.com.
And ERC, thank you so much. I'm Wesley Source, and stay tasty, Tucson.